What to Know as Search for Nancy Guthrie Enters 11th Day. As the search for Nancy Guthrie enters day 11, her whereabouts remain a mystery. Guthrie, the 84-year-old mother of Today's Show co-anchor Savannah Guthrie, was last seen on January 31 after she had dinner with her family in the Tucson, Arizona, area. FBI Director Kash Patel confirmed agents are looking at multiple persons of interest, but no suspects have been named. Here's what we know so far about the search efforts. FBI video. The FBI conducted an extensive search along roadways in the Catalina foothills on February 11, one day after it released a video that showed a masked person walking up to the entrance of Guthrie's home on the day she vanished. The subject, who appeared to be armed and carrying a full backpack, was seen on video attempting to cover up the surveillance camera with a handful of plants from her front yard. The video did not have a timestamp, but it appeared to have taken place at night. The public initially was told that the Nest camera footage did not exist because Guthrie did not have a subscription with the company, but FBI Director Kash Patel confirmed they were able to team up with Alphabet, which owns Nest, access the data, and generate a video. The released footage sparked a surge of tips and is helping the FBI navigate the tricky situation. We have made substantial progress in the last 36 to 48 hours. I do believe we are looking at people who, as we say, are persons of interest, Patel told Sean Hannity on Fox News Channel on February 10. No arrests have been made, but the family is holding on to hope. Someone out there recognizes this person, Savannah Guthrie wrote on Instagram on February 10. We believe she is still out there. Bring her home. Person detained. A man was detained late on February 10 during a traffic stop south of Tucson, according to the Pima County Sheriff's Department. The man was questioned in connection with Guthrie's disappearance, but he was eventually released without charges. Law enforcement did not reveal why they detained him for a brief time, but the man told media outlets that he was not involved in Guthrie's disappearance last week. Third note. TMZ reported that it was emailed a third note on February 11 just before 8 a.m. Eastern Time from someone alleging they knew the identity of the masked person in the newly released FBI video. The unnamed person suggested they unsuccessfully tried to contact Savannah Guthrie's brother, Cameron, and the broadcaster's sister, Annie, about the information. If they want the name of the individual involved, then I want one Bitcoin to the following wallet, the note sent to TMZ allegedly read, adding that time is more than relevant. The price of a Bitcoin can fluctuate. As of 1 p.m., it was $66,630. The requested amount exceeds by more than $16,000 what the FBI's $50,000 reward is offering for information leading to Nancy Guthrie's whereabouts. Ransom letters. The FBI was examining two purported ransom notes that could be tied to Nancy Guthrie's disappearance. One of the notes, sent to local media stations and TMZ, allegedly demanded cryptocurrency in exchange for the woman's return. Nancy Guthrie's family members have offered to pay for the return of their mother. It's not clear if payment has been made, but TMZ reported seeing activity in the account on February 10. Timeline. Nancy Guthrie was last seen on the night of January 31. She had dinner with family, and a relative, who authorities did not name, drove her back home at 9:48 p.m. The doorbell camera at her residence had been disconnected in the early morning hours of February 1, but her security system detected movement at 2:12 a.m. The FBI has not confirmed whether the video they released was the movement reported on the security system. At 2:28 a.m., Guthrie's pacemaker was disconnected from her phone app. A trail of her blood was discovered on her front porch, and law enforcement believes that Guthrie was removed against her will.